Who pays the most taxes? The rich pay few income taxes. Why? Simply because they do not earn their money as employees. The ultra-rich know that the best way to avoid taxes legally is by generating that income out of the B, business owner, and I, investor quadrants. If people earn money in the E, employee quadrant, the only tax break they are offered is to buy a bigger house and go into greater debt. From the right side of the cash flow quadrant, that is not too financially intelligent. To people on the right side, that is the same as saying, give me $1 and I will give you 50 cents back. I often hear people say, it's un-American not to pay taxes. Americans who say this seem to have forgotten their history. America was founded out of tax protest. Have they forgotten the infamous Boston Tea Party of 1773? The rebellion that led to the Revolutionary War, which separated the American colonies from the oppressive taxes of England? Taxes are a necessity of modern civilization, but problems arise when taxes become abusive and mismanaged. Taxes and debt are two of the main reasons most people never feel financially secure or achieve financial freedom. The path to security or freedom is found on the right-hand side of the cash flow quadrant. You need to go beyond job security. It is time to know the difference between financial security and financial freedom. What is the difference between job security, and financial freedom? As you know, my highly educated dad was fixated on job security, as are people of his generation. He assumed that job security meant financial security. That was until he lost his job and could not get another job. My rich dad never talked about job security. He talked instead about financial freedom. The answer to finding the kind of security or freedom you desire can be in observing the patterns found in the cash flow quadrant. The pattern for job security. People who go from school to the E, employee quadrant, are often good at performing their jobs. Many spent years in school and years on the job gaining experience. The problem is they know little about the B, business owner quadrant, or the I, investor quadrant, even if they have retirement plans. They feel financially insecure because they have been trained only for job or professional security. The pattern for financial security. To become more financially secure, I suggest, in addition to performing their jobs in the E, employee, or S, self-employed quadrants, individuals become educated in the B, business owner, or I, investor quadrants. This is the pattern of study my rich dad recommended. It is the path to financial freedom. This is true financial freedom because in the B, business owner quadrant, people are working for you, and in the I, investor quadrant, your money is working for you. You are free to work or not to work. Your knowledge in these two quadrants has brought you complete physical freedom from work. If you look at the ultra-rich, their pattern in the quadrant typically reveals that they start as a B, business owner, and then they become an I, investor. This signifies the income pattern of Bill Gates of Microsoft, Warren Buffett of Berkshire Hathaway, and Ross Perot. A quick word of caution. The B, business owner quadrant, is much different from the I, investor quadrant. I've seen many successful B's, business owners, sell their businesses for millions, and their newfound wealth goes to their heads. They tend to think that their dollars are a measure of their IQ, so they swagger on down to the I, investor quadrant, and lose it all. The game and rules are different in all of the quadrants, which is why I recommend education over ego. Just as in the case of financial security, having income generated from two quadrants gives you greater stability in the world of financial freedom. There are different financial paths people can choose. Unfortunately, most people choose the path of job security. When the economy starts wobbling, they often cling more desperately to job security. They wind up spending their lives there. At a minimum, I recommend becoming educated in financial security, which is feeling confident about your job and feeling confident about your ability to invest in good times and in bad times. A big secret is that true investors make more money in bad markets. They make their money because the non-investors are panicking and selling when they should be buying. That is why I'm not afraid of the possible coming economic changes, because change means wealth is being transferred. Your boss cannot make you rich. The economic changes currently happening are partly from the sales and mergers of companies. The reality is, your boss's job is not to make you rich. Your boss's job is to make sure you get your paycheck. It is your job to become rich if you want to. And that job begins the moment you receive your paycheck. If you have poor money management skills, then all the money in the world cannot save you. If you budget your money wisely and learn about either the B, business owner, or I, investor quadrant, then you are on your own path to great personal fortune and, most importantly, freedom.